News Talk 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C., a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Good morning and welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Now for today's show, here's attorney Ethel Mitchell.
Good morning. This is your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell. Welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Welcome to everyone who's listening live throughout the world on Radio 1 Station 1450 AM, WLDCNews.com, and LawTalkWithEthelMitchell.com. Welcome to all of you. It's a great morning. It's cold here in D.C., but it's beautiful out. I will say that. This is going to be an interesting program. As you know, I'm going to have my Ethel's State of the Union address today. But before I get started, I do have to tell you that this is brought to you by my law office, Wills and Trust, LLC, where I prepare wills, trust, power of attorneys, and advanced medical directives. So if you or someone you know needs a will, a trust, or help administering an estate, you can give me a call at 240-638-2828, 240-638-2828. It's also brought to you by my sponsor, Equity Resources, who purchases property fast and for cash and for reasonable prices at good values throughout the Washington, D.C. Metroplex. You can call them at 202-261-6632. Before I start on the State of the Union address, I'm always trying to bring you important sources and resources for information, and let me just share this with you. It's Martin Luther King weekend and holiday, and in going through the internet, I discovered that the museum, which is the museum dedicated to news here in the Washington, D.C. area, has a very robust online presence, and they have hundreds of free online historical newspapers, videos, and even lesson plans that can be used by teachers, either in schools and churches or just youth groups or anybody that's interested, that draw upon the civil rights battles that continue to today. So I want you to know that they have the video from Letters from a Birmingham Jail by Dr. King. They have the ability, they have all of the different writings as well as videos about the civil rights movement. Go to Newseum, that's NEWSEUMED.org. There are literally hundreds of gems of historical videos, lesson plans available to anyone who wants to really know about this historical holiday and also about the history of the civil rights movement that is indeed continuing. And they even have the capacity for putting on programs if you want to bring your children to the museum, which I highly recommend. They will, if you arrange it ahead of time, they will provide instructors and programs for children. It's at 555 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C. And again, that's NEWSEUM.org. So I just wanted to share that resource with you. The other resource that I discovered, quite by accident, I'm sure that it, the young people out there know about it, but last night on YouTube, January 15th, on YouTube, there was a interview of President Obama by three people who could not have been 30 years old. Okay, they may be 32, I don't know. But these are young people, apparently One is a young black man. His name is Swoozy. S-W-O-O-Z-I-E. Daryl looking at me funny. He don't know that one either, okay? Adante Thomas, okay? And he's T-H-O-M-E. Along with two other people, actually interviewed President Obama last night in person, live, and asked all kinds of questions that, you know, direct questions about police brutality, about being profiled, about, you know, the kinds of things that all of us, but particularly young people, want to know. So again, I wanted to those of you who follow YouTube, you know that that is there. And that was actually filmed live and uploaded last night, January 15th, 2016. And it is available for public viewing. And apparently there are quite a few White House YouTube interviews with President Obama. So, okay, all right. I'm told to go to a break before I start my State of the Union address. So I will. But I want to really encourage you to look at these new ways of viewing and getting information. Because one of the main things that I want to encourage all people, but especially young people, to do is to learn how to make money on the Internet. Okay? I really want all of our children, as well as our adults, to learn how to use this new medium, to be creative, and to learn how to make money on the Internet, because that's the new economy, that's the new wave. And what I like about it is that you're no longer restricted to where you can physically get to on the bus and on the subway. You're no longer restricted if you live in an inner city or you live way outside of a town or something like that. Your money making, your creativity, your access to people around the world is no longer restricted. And so I want to really throw that idea out there to everyone, because that is the new way that people are using to connect with people around the world, to learn new ideas, to develop things. I was fascinated as I was going through looking and preparing for the State of the Union address, and I found that there are all kinds of resources out there. You've heard me talk about Final Pitch, the television program that I'm on as a judge, where we award $10,000 to small businesses. Well, I found out that there's another one like it, and there may be many more like it. But there's one, what is it called? It's two ladies who live here in the United States but come from an African background, and they have a similar arrangement. I think it's called She Leads Africa or something like that, .org. They did a similar arrangement where they opened a contest to people in the United States and Africa and throughout the diaspora, and on the Internet. They got over 400 entries, and they awarded $10,000 plus all kinds of resources and events, opportunities for people to pitch their businesses, and so on. And it's, again, it's just a avenue, a way in which, yeah, here it is. Thank you, Stacey. It's called, the website is called SheLeadsAfrica.org. SheLeadsAfrica.org. It gives female entrepreneurs from Africa and the diaspora a resource to thrive. It provides support, including startup funds, events, and pitch competitions, awarding money for women to start businesses. And I'm sure that there are many more resources out there. You can go online to learn how to start a business. You can go to the libraries, learn how to run a business. I was, you know, the emphasis now, I think, should be on becoming financially independent, to prosper and to become financially independent. And that's available to all of us, black, white, regardless where you are, almost regardless of your education. I'm not going to say, you still need to go to school, okay? You still need to understand how to read, write, count, and understand the world in which you live in and know how to function in it and know how to interact with people in it. But when I come back and I start the State of the Union address, which I will do when I come back, I want to really emphasize to you that people are doing a whole lot better than our news and our political people will have you to believe, and the world really is your oyster, and there's absolutely no reason for you not to prosper. So when I come back, I'll start the State of the Union address by me, and we'll get going, okay? We'll be right back. This is Attorney Ethel Mitchell.
News Talk 1450 WOLAM, where information is power.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website, equityresource.net.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators' January flooring sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like gunstock oak up to 50% off. Plus, get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had when my socks didn't match. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Hi, this is Kathy Hughes from Radio 1.
What are you doing? Bless your heart. Thank you. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you very much. That was my producer, Daryl Farley. Thank you very much, Daryl. Thank you very much. This is Attorney Ethel Mitchell. You are listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. And this is my State of the Union address. Okay, so let's look at some of the economic, educational, and political strides that have been made under President Barack Obama's leadership, okay? These are things that you're not going to hear a whole lot about, unfortunately, because, you know, there's this great big election going on, and I don't know what it is about negativity, but that's the only thing that we're hearing, except if you listen to President Obama directly himself. He, you know, alluded to the tremendous strides that have happened and the difference between when he took office and where we are now. Number one, corporate profits have soared under this president, setting record after record after record. They hit a seasonally adjusted yearly rate of more than $1.8 trillion in the April to June quarter of 2015. And that's according to the most recent figures from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. That exceeds the previous record set in the third quarter of 2014, which was also under President Barack Obama. So this president has been great for business, although the Republicans wouldn't let you know it. Profits are now running 175% higher than in the recession-plagued quarter just before President Obama took office. They are 31% higher now than in the best quarter prior to his taking office, which was in the third quarter of 2006. So let me repeat that. Businesses are doing better than they have ever done in history over a consistent, long period of time. So regardless of what you hear about how bad off we are or whatever, facts don't lie. And the reality is, whether they like it or not, people are making money hands over fist. In 2015, the number of jobs that were created totaled 2.7 million jobs created in 2015. With employment during October and November alone reaching over 560,000 jobs. Let me repeat that. In October and November of 2015, over 560,000 jobs were created under this president's administration. And it's not just this president. It's also under a particular party's administration. So it's important as we look at this to, you know, at what's going on in the future to keep these facts in our mind. There has been an average of 284,000 jobs being created per month in the last 3 months, okay? And it has been accomplished by a 2.5% increase in hourly income. So this increase in employment under Obama amounts to more than six times the numbers gained by George Bush. So please keep this in mind when you go to the polls. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care who's saying what. The reality is that this president and this administration, using their economic policies, have created an engine that is second to none. We are doing well. Our jobs are growing like crazy. That's an awful lot of jobs. 2 million jobs in 1 year? That's amazing. That really is amazing. So keep that in mind. I don't care how much money somebody may have made in their private business. Can they do that with our economy? I don't think so, because, you know, I got a long history, and I think we need to remember that when another party was also in office, we had a huge surplus when they left office that was quickly depleted by bad tax policies and other things when another party got into power. So understand that during this president's administration, there have been 2.7 million million jobs created in 1 year. Okay? So that's one part of the picture. Another part of the picture, let's not forget about Obamacare or the Affordable Act that was passed under this man's administration, this president's administration. Don't forget that. And remember that when you go to the polls again, because if you elect or you allow this country to elect somebody who has by their statement said that they are going to, what they call it, not veto, but they're going to, what do you call it when you turn it back? They're gonna wipe out Obamacare. They're just going to stop it. They're going to make it so that it no longer is the law of the land. Remember what that act has done, okay? Let's think about it. The number of people who lacked any kind of insurance coverage for all of last year declined from 41.8 million in 2014 to 33 million, okay? Making a difference of 8.8 million people just in 1 year that now have insurance. If you elect somebody who has already said that they're going to demolish and destroy that bill, then it's on you. If you don't vote to keep in power those who want to keep it, and if you let somebody else go in and vote to put somebody in who has said already that they are going to turn back the clock and stop that. According to a survey, in 2008, 14.7% of the people in the United States lacked health care insurance. All right? The number has gone down to 9.2% during the last part of during the first quarter of 2015. So if you want to keep insurance, if you want to make sure that your neighbors, other fellow Americans have the ability to go to the hospital and get proper health care, if you want that, or if you believe that that is a important right, you have got to go and vote to keep in power those people, or to put in power those people who have pledged to keep those benefits available to all Americans. Okay? And that's true for the whole of the United States, because there are people running who in their states have refused to even open the doors for the poor people in their states to be able to get this kind of health care. And please understand something. This is not just a black and white issue. There are more poor white people in this country than there are poor black people in this country. There are more poor white women who get good health care through the parents, what's that, Planned Parenthood. For a lot of women, black and white, but especially white women, that's the only place they can get health care at. And yet there are bullheaded men, and I'm going to say it, who want to try and take that privilege away from them. Before the Affordable Care Act, women were charged more for insurance than men. Don't forget that. Don't forget that before the Affordable Care Act, if you had a pre-existing condition, you couldn't get insurance. You know, it didn't matter. You just couldn't get insurance. What is that? I mean, what kind of system is that in the wealthiest nation on earth? Can we not, at the very least, afford to provide our own people with health care? And, you know, I really believe that we have got to be diligent and to keep in place those persons, not just on the national level, but on the state level as well. We need to get rid of anybody who says that they are going to abolish the Affordable Care Act. I'm not saying it's perfect. It can certainly be, you know, improved upon. It can certainly be modified. But don't come in and say that you're going to get rid of it just because some notion, some theory, and take away the funding for the organization that provides health care for so many women. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. So please, you know, I am trying to show to people under the present state of our United States of America, our country is strong, it is wealthy, the engine, the economic engine is doing well. Can it be better? Of course it can be better. Can we do more? Of course we can do more. Are there not places where we're not using our money as well as we should? Of course there are. But there's a mechanism for making sure that that's done. And the way in which in our country, in a democracy, that's done is through voting. There will always be more poor people that can vote than money that can buy votes, okay? So remember that. Do not assume because somebody has money, they are going to automatically be able to control our politics. There are always going to be more numbers. If you exercise those numbers, if that right to vote is exercised, where you can put into place and keep into place people who will take care of your best interests. So, you know, one of the things about this country that is really, really, it keeps me optimistic is that, you know, we have the tools to make our country and our government work for us. We just have to make sure that everybody uses those tools for your best interests. It makes no sense for any school in the United States to look the way the society uses those tools for your best interests. It makes no sense for any school in the United States to look the way the schools in Detroit looked. You know, this morning on the news, it broke my heart to see where they had broken toilets and toilet stalls with no doors on them, you know, where girls had to go into, and rodents and leaky roofs and stuff like that. That's because people don't go in to vote in your local elections. You've got to vote for who's on your school board. You've got to vote for who is allocating money. Young people are changing the political system. Maybe it's time to look at how we finance education. Maybe we need to look at, you know, maybe we don't want to just use property taxes to finance our schools. Maybe that's not the best way to do it. So I know there's a caller on, but I want to finish the State of the Union address, if you don't mind, and then I'll be glad to take calls and questions and so on like that, because I still have. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna take a break in a moment for the commercial, okay? But you know, there is the opportunity to make a change if we will get out and vote in every election. Keep your eyes on who's managing your money, because they take taxes out of your paycheck every week, whether you like it or not. They're going to take the taxes out of your paycheck whether you vote or not, okay? They're going to do that. And so since you're paying for it, you ought to have something to say about what they're doing with your money. I'm going to come back in a moment, and we're going to go now to, or next to, the state of Black Americans and how we are faring in this great nation of ours, okay? So I'll be right back. We have to take a break. This is Attorney Ethel Mitchell. Oh,
1450 WOL, where information is power.
Hi, this is Kathy Hughes from Radio 1. What an exciting time it is for us and our commitment to financial freedom. And that's why I'd like to introduce you to Radio 1's One VIP card. Did you know that 70 million Americans rely on alternative banking services? People are crippled today by professional and financial setbacks. And my hope is that our listeners will understand how managing money really works. The One VIP card is a way to pay bills for free. Free ATM withdrawals. Free monthly fee with direct deposit. And no credit check. And that's not all. You will also get loyalty access to exclusive Radio 1 events and tickets to the hot shows in your city. All for just $1 per month. I'm a One VIP card holder. Sign up today at onevipcard.com and join us in this financial movement.
Those of us who were around in the 50s and 60s struggling, many of us have gotten tired, and we let the enemy have his way. Well, I did my best, they'll say, and you all take it now. I'm just going to sit down and relax or retire. I have never seen a lion retire from being a lion. I may not bite as hard as I used to, but I can still bite.
Don't miss the Farrakhan Speaks broadcast, this and every Sunday at 8 a.m. until 9 a.m. right here on WOL 1450 AM, where information is power. That's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on the air this Sunday at 8 a.m. If you missed last Sunday's message, you have to hear him this Sunday. Don't miss it.
Most liberals believe in the evolutionary...
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. This is Attorney Ethel Mitchell, and I'm giving my State of the Union address. I just finished talking about some of the things that I think are important for us to remember and to know with reference to our national economy. Now let's look at how Black Americans are doing. Okay, so according to the United States Census Bureau, there are over 300 million people in the United States of America. 45.7 million of those are Black people in the United States. So, you know, when people always talk as if we're supposed to be a monolithic whole and something's wrong because we can't all agree, there are 45 million of us, okay? So that's to be expected, okay? But there are a ton of Black folks here. And it is projected that by the year 2060, there will be 74.5 million Black people in the United States of America. Okay? Now, New York State led with the most Black people in their state, 3.8 million, okay, in New York State alone. The most populous the county in the United States that had the most Black people in it is Cook County, Illinois. There are 3.8 million Black people in Cook County, Illinois. So that's important to know. I'm sorry, There are 1.3 million in Cook County, Illinois. There are 3.8 million in the state of New York. Okay? The largest black population in 2014, the largest increase in population, came in Houston, Texas. More than 21,000 black people moved into Houston, Texas, and over 88,000, that was in 1 year, moved into Texas. Okay? And I know why. I mean, my family's in Texas, and it's a great place to live. Your money goes much further than it does in a whole lot of other places, certainly up here. You can buy a very nice home for a reasonable amount of money, and they have jobs. So black people are definitely moving into Texas. We are homeowners, okay? Contrary to popular opinion, we do not waste our money. 46.2% of black people own their own homes, and that's a 9.2% increase since 1995. Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, Delaware, Florida, Maryland, Virginia, Louisiana, and Georgia are the top 10 states for black home ownership. And one of the things I want to say about that is the way our tax system in most states is set up is schools are funded by property taxes, okay? So if black people who own homes banded together with other people who owned homes in whatever county, state you lived in, you could help to control and better the amount of money that's spent on your schools and the condition they're in, what they're being, you know, taught to our children and so on like that. So I'm encouraging you, if you're listening to me, to make use and to exercise your power of the vote to exercise or to look at and monitor the spending of your tax dollars, okay? Because home ownership is kind of the key to educational funding. And I think we should look at that again. I think we need to look at that again. But education, access to the internet, I think Kim Keenan was on before, and her organization that works with the monitoring of the internet is working to try and get the internet available to all people. Google in some places, I understand, is offering the internet free of charge in other parts of the world. I don't see why they can't do it here. The only reason they can't do it here is because cable companies and others make a ton of money off of it. So that might be somewhere else that we might want to exercise again the influence of voting on the legislators who regulate these businesses so that everybody has access to the internet. I was pleasantly surprised. I went to the library the other day. The D.C. Public Library is a true treasure. Oh, my God, is that... Don't ever let anybody cut the budget for the D.C. Public Library. Make use of the D.C. Public Library. Support it. Don't let them touch it. If anything, increase it. And has anybody seen that beautiful library in Silver Spring? They have an awesome library right across from here. It's really... And there's something to be said about the values of a community that will spend that kind of money on a library. I digress a little bit, but I needed to say that, okay? But the reality is that education, home ownership, they go together, okay? Now, according to the United States Census Bureau, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, blacks own 2.6 million businesses in the United States of America. That's 2.6 million businesses are owned by black people. And that's an increase of 34% since 2007. They have, and black businesses, according to the Census Bureau, just of last year, I think, 2014 or 15, had sales receipts or shipments in the amount of $150 billion. That's billion with a B dollars, okay? Black women are the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs in the United States, having a growth rate of 300, 5% since 1997. Women, of all women, own now over 30% of businesses in the United States, accounting for over 9.4 million firms, okay? And black women control 14% of these companies. You know, it's often said that women, and particularly black women, are often paid less in the economy than white men and white women. And so it makes sense that women have begun to invest in themselves. What I want to see is all people, black, white, male and female, invest in themselves, be creative, and, you know, create their own businesses. So the environment has been created by the economic policies of President Obama and the administration that's gone on before for the past 7 years for people to be able to start their own businesses. There's now the opportunity and the ability to do business over the internet. Our people and our young people need to learn how to do that, because money can go into your bank account without you having to touch, sign a check or anything. Okay, so you need to learn how to do that, all right? Now, yes, we might, of course we can do better, but in point of fact, we are doing very well, okay? The annual median income of blacks in 2014 was $35,398 a year. That's still lower than whites, who are about $55,000. But remember, they have a 300-year start on us, okay? So because it makes me angry to hear people sound like we're doing so badly, you know. Yeah, we may not be doing as well as we could, but we've done extraordinarily well since Brown versus Board of Education, because that was the beginning of our being able to do anything at all economically. When I come back, I'll continue to talk, okay?
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby.
Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Your deal is getting the best deal. Then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You've got this.
Bennett Courier Institute and C. Allen Systems proudly presents the biannual Celebrity Beauty Weekend. Yes, it's that time again. Calling all D.C. licensed cosmetologists, barbers, estheticians, manicurists, instructors, and managers. Come and get your continued education units at the Celebrity Beauty Weekend. February 28th at the Washington, D.C. Convention Center for all you makeup lovers. We're also bringing back Danessa Myricks for the Celebrity 8-Hour Hands-On Transformation Classes. For more information, call us at 202-526-1400, extension 18. We have something for everyone in the beauty industry. Top leaders will come out and train the everyday individual on how to be better at their craft. It's the Bennett Career Institute Celebrity Beauty Weekend at the Washington, D.C. Convention Center, 202-526-1400, extension 18.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I'm your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell. I've been giving you Ethel's State of the Union address, and Stacy gave me so much information today that I think we're going to do a part two next week, because I still literally have, 12 more pages of facts and information that I want to give. Okay, we've got facts on education, we've got facts on doctors, on lawyers, on, you know, what's happening in our economies. We have facts on ages. So I think we're going to have a part two next week, because we've got a lot of information on political movements, Black Lives Matter, Say Her Name campaign, the Confederate flag removal, Check the Police, So I'm gonna continue this next week. But I do know that there's been a gentleman on the line waiting. So let me take that call, Daryl, and then I will try and continue and finish part one of the State of the Union. And you all can, by the way, email me if you have some ideas, some suggestions. My website is lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. My email address is Ethel at, you know, the old spelling, E-T-H-E-L, at lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. Okay, so please do send me your comments and send me your emails, and I'll be glad to take them into consideration next week as well. Hello, sir, I understand you've been on the phone for quite some time. May I help you?
Well, morning, Ethel. I'm David, and you know, I've been on long enough to grow just a tiny bit of beard, but not that long.
Well, thank you very much. Okay.
You know, I was interested. Your whole State of the Union was a good topic, and looking at it from a legal viewpoint, I'm out in San Francisco, and I work on energy issues out here.
Uh-huh.
And when you look at energy issues, one of the worst things about the modern budget in America is over 15 years ago, before 9/11. But just after Cheney and Bush came in, Dick Cheney created what was called the Cheney Energy Policy.
Mm-hmm.
And even before 9/11, it was top secret. So if America has been steered into an energy policy that was designed by Dick Cheney and Exxon and all of the biggest, you know, BP and all of the biggest energy companies in the world, and these guys basically have come up with 15 years worth of war already, and they were designing war without end based on energy policies. It's pretty clear that we've got the biggest part of America's budget is top secret. We the people don't have the ability to see how our own money is being spent, and apparently it's against the law for the congressman to even tell us. So the idea that we're still living under this Cheney energy policy when that guy is probably one of the world's largest or greatest criminals.
Well, be careful. Be careful. Okay.
Well,
I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but David, I don't want to be. I don't want anybody saying I called Dick Cheney a criminal. Okay, because I didn't.
Well,
okay.
I'll do it.
I say you don't mind doing it, right? But.
I'll tell you right from the start. He's if you were to look up a company called Genie Energy, G-E-N-I-E, and I think its website is Genie Oil Gas, and look for the executive board, you'll realize that Dick Cheney is on this Genie Energy with CIA Director Woolsey.
Well, David, I thank you for your comments and all, and I thank you for bringing this to our attention. But I really want to get back to the general topic of what's going on in the country overall. And I think you raise an excellent point in general, because you're making the audience aware of the need for greater transparency in our government.
Sure.
And, you know, and the, you know, lawmakers make the law. And if this kind of a situation is going on, where the budget and the money is that our taxpayer dollars are being used, and if you, from what you're saying, you're claiming that they're being misused, that's an acronym that needs to be investigated.
Sure.
And I thank you for bringing that up, because again, that reemphasizes my basic point, which I've said over and over again, that people have got to vote and insist that the people they vote for do the work that they're sent there to do.
Sure.
And that's done is by keeping tabs on the people that you send, not just to Congress, though. And I think that's a mistake that we make a lot of. A lot of us only focus on the Congress.
Sure.
Or a lot of us, especially black people, only vote because Obama was able to become president and we don't vote in the state elections and we don't vote in the local elections. And one of the points I'm trying to make is the importance of voting in the, you know, Board of Education, in the
Absolutely.
Sheriff's, in the mayor's office. In fact, one of the points I want to get to is the importance of the minimum wage, for example. One of the things I was going to talk about, and I'll talk about next week, people don't realize that even if Congress won't act, the state governments can act. But you got to elect people that are accountable to you to make them act. So, you know, one of the points that I want to make to my audience is they need to be electing people, and if they don't do what they want them to do, they need to call them on the carpet, you know, to the governor's office, to the state office, to the, you know, county offices, to the, you know, city offices. They need to be involved in the voting process.
They and work for us.
They do. And that's still the bottom line. And
yes.
I firmly believe, even in the situation that you're talking about, every law can be changed. Understand, and for good and for bad. Okay.
Well, the reason I brought it up in the energy angle, if you remember down in the Gulf of Mexico with BP, and they had that massive spill.
Yeah.
And
I'm from down there. I know exactly where it was. Yeah.
It went on for months. And one of the horrible things about it was BP was using a degreaser called Corexit. And the nation of England does not allow Corexit anywhere near their shore. And Obama had asked for the formula for Corexit, and BP claimed that it was a trade secret and that they did not have to disclose the chemical makeup of Corexit.
Well, we're getting way beyond the subject today.
Well,
okay.
I understand, but
so,
if you look
running out of time,
secrets,
David. Okay.
Trade secrets as being a poison. And that it's top secret for a company, like an energy company. This is just part of that secret energy commission. And out here in California, we've got Exxon is a corporate headquarters.
David, I'm going to have to cut you off at this point, okay? With all due respect, I thank you for the information, but it's really too far away from the subject matter that I'm really trying to focus on. If I'm ever able to have somebody on who talks about the law of energy or the law of secrecy or the law of, you know, what is, you know, secret or whatever, I'll be glad to entertain this again. But I really thank you for calling, and I'm really gratified that you're listening in San Francisco. That's really nice. I like to hear where people are listening from, and I would love for you to send me an email letting me know, you know, who you are and where you're from, and if I can design a program that addresses this subject, I would be glad to do so. Okay? But thank you for calling. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning, sir. Good morning. You're listening to Attorney Ethel Mitchell. This is Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I've been giving what I call Ethel's State of the Union, and I will continue with the second part next week. In general, what I have already said stands, and I want to just repeat it very quickly, and next week we'll go on more. Corporate profits have soared under President Obama's. Big companies are making more money than they have ever made in history. There's a seasonal adjusted yearly rate of $1.8 trillion, okay, and it was only... It exceeded the previous record that was set in the third quarter of 2014. So, you know, people always call Republicans the business people. That's not always true, but, you know, I don't know why they're complaining about this president, because he's done extraordinarily well for them. They've made more money than they've ever made. Democrats, too, for that matter, okay? But profits are running 175% higher than they ever did under the recession-plagued quarter just before he entered office. And they're 31% higher than ever, which was in the third quarter of 2006. The job growth in 2015 was tremendous. 2.7 million new jobs have been set. That's over 284,000 on an average every month for the past 3 months. The Affordable Care Act, dubbed Obamacare, has ensured millions and millions and millions of Americans who lacked insurance before. And if you want insurance, if you feel that everybody in the United States, just by being a citizen of the United States, should have access to health care, don't let somebody that has pledged to destroy it be voted into any kind of office, whether it's state office, Podunk office, you know, much less president of the United States. And there are a lot of people who are running who have said in their terms and in their prior actions that they intend to destroy Obamacare, which means that millions of people will go back to being without insurance.